Jesus, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And he who has no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen diligent to me, and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear, and come to me. Hear that your soul may live. And I will make with you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast, sure love for David. Behold, I made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander for the peoples. Behold, you shall call a nation that you do not know, and a nation that did not know, you shall run to you because of the Lord your God and of the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, that he may have compassion on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall break forth into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress. Instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle. And it shall make a name for the Lord, an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. The Lord calls us tonight to come. All who are thirsty, come. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. We come, Lord, tonight. In answer to your call. Lord, would you give us faith, hearts of expectation. There is something new tonight, something fresh. Lord, you desire to give us fresh manna. Not from yesterday, not from this morning, not even from this afternoon. Lord, we come tonight to eat. We come, Lord, tonight with thirsty hearts. Lord, you said you would not disappoint. Your word will go forth and accomplish what it's been sent forth to do. So, Lord, do that tonight. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus. Lord, throughout this camp, pray that we would know you. Even this night, dear God, meet the girls. Dear Jesus. Dear Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sing that song, number 82, in the white hymnals, number 82. Jesus.
Everyone that is thirsty in spirit, Lord,
Hallelujah. 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 This is from Ezekiel's prophecy, chapter 47. Then he brought me back to the door of the temple, and behold, water was issuing from below the threshold of the temple toward the east, for the temple faced east. The water was flowing down from below the south end of the threshold of the temple, south of the altar. Then he brought me out by way of the north gate and led me around on the outside to the outer gate that faces toward the east, and behold, the water was trickling out on the south side. Going eastward with the measuring line in his hand, the man measured 1,000 cubits and then led me through the water, and it was ankle deep. Again, he measured 1,000 and led me through the water, and it was knee deep. Again, he measured 1,000 and led me through the water, and it was waist deep. Again, he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not pass through, for the water had risen. It was deep enough to swim in, a river that cannot be passed through, that could not be passed through. And he said to me, "Son of man, have you seen this?" He led me back to the bank of the river, and as I went back, I saw on the bank of the river very many trees, one side and on the other side. He said to me, "This water flows toward the eastern region, goes down into the Arabah, and enters the sea. And when the water flows into the sea, the water will become fresh. Wherever the river goes, every living creature that swarms will live, and there will be very many fish. For this water goes there, that the waters of the sea may become fresh, so everything will live where the river goes. Fishermen will stand beside the sea, from En Gedi to En Eglaim. It will be the place for the spreading of nets. Its fish will be very many kinds, like the fish of the great sea, but its swamps and marshes will not become fresh. They are to be left for salt. And on the banks, both sides of the river, there will grow all kinds of trees for food. Their leaves will not wither, nor will their fruit fail, but they will bear fresh fruit every month, because the water for them flows from the sanctuary. Their fruit will be for food, and their leaves for healing. There is a river that flows. It seems like there's an opportunity for us to take advantage tonight. Started as a trickle, and then some would go to their ankles, and some would go to their knees, some would go to their waist. But then there were some that would go where it was deep enough to swim, a river that could not be passed through. We have a choice tonight to make. We can wade along the banks, or we can go deeply into the river. God is calling us. The word opportunity was shared at our church on Pentecost Sunday. It's taken from two words that means toward the port. And so when ships would come from the sea and they would have to approach the port, some that would be very treacherous, and they'd be tricky to maneuver, and they would wait for an opportunity. And it was when the tide would rise and when the winds would blow that they would be able to approach that port. Listen, we have an opportunity tonight where the tide is rising and the wind is blowing. The river is flowing tonight. Will you come? Will you come? Spirit of God, Lord, take us deep tonight. Lord, take us deep tonight, we pray. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh God, would you come? Lord God, would you consume, overwhelm us, overtake us, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Don't miss your opportunity tonight. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Oh God, we come. God, we come.
Yes.
Sure.
no, bo, bo, yay, Jenny, bay.
There is a river that flows from deep within. There is a fountain that frees the soul from sin.
Time I've met people who tell me that they take communion every day, daily communion, and I thought about that. In our church, we try to have communion at least once a month, but my concern sometimes is that if you do it regularly, that people just expect to do it, but they're not necessarily taking it in a sincere way. And so sometimes we do it once a month, sometimes God just puts it on our hearts to do it. at other times, or we might wait a few months, but this idea of daily communion, if it doesn't become just a ritual, I think could be something that is perhaps very helpful to daily remind ourselves of what Christ has done on the cross and what he's provided for us. And that communion is something that we do to remember what Christ has done, the work on the cross. And whenever we're at a baptismal, I often remember my own time being baptized and how God reminds me during those baptismals how I've given myself to him, how I've applied that work on the cross to my own life. Sometimes when Catherine and I are together at a wedding, when the vows are being said between the couples, we use that as a time to reflect upon our own vows that we said almost 14 years ago. Almost 13 years ago. But really, that communion is a reflection on a finished work that took place on the cross. And that baptismal is when we symbolizes us applying that finished work, and going and hearing these other vows is a reminder of a decision that was already made. And when I think about the Holy Spirit, it's a little bit different, because the Bible tells us be being filled. Mm. And there's a continuation of that work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Mm. And it reminds me of the river that we just sang about and read about. The opportunity we have to constantly go to that river and be in that flow of the Holy Spirit. Whether it's a time that we might need some washing, or a time that we might need some cooling, or a time that we might need something to drink. But there's just this flow of the Holy Spirit that God wants us to continue to be filled more and more with himself.
Yes.
So my prayer tonight for me and for all of us is, Lord, help us to continue to be filled with you more and more.
Yes.
Each and every day, every moment, every opportunity that we're given, Lord, may we be filled more with yourself.
Yes,
Lord. More with yourself. It's something you don't grow out of, but we really want to grow more and more into.
Yes.
More of you, Jesus.
Yes. Dear Lord. Dear Lord. Help us. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Precious name.